الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The fear of the bridge of Sirat, virtues of the Durood Sharif. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, recitation of the Durood Sharif upon me is nur for you on the bridge of Sirat. The one who recites the Durood Sharif 80 times on Friday, his 80 years of sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dream of a slave girl. Once a slave girl of Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala who came to him and said that I had a dream that the hellfire was blazed up and the bridge of Sirat was placed over it. The Umayyad caliphs were brought. First, Abdul Malik bin Marwan was ordered to cross the bridge of Sirat. He climbed onto the bridge, but alas, he fell into the hellfire. Then his son Walid bin Abdul Malik was brought, but he too fell into the hellfire. Thirdly, Suleiman bin Abdul Malik was brought, and like the previous caliphs, he also fell into the hellfire. Finally, O leader of the Muslims, you were brought. As soon as Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard this, he screamed fearfully and collapsed. The slave girl went on to say, O leader of the Muslims, please listen to me. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, I saw that you successfully crossed the bridge of Sirat, but Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu had fallen unconscious due to the fears of the bridge of Sirat and was writhing around in panic. May Allah Azza wa Jalla show His mercy upon him and forgive us for their sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Our negligence. Dear Islamic brothers, even though by Sharia the dream of a non-prophet is not a proof, but still Sayyiduna Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu became unconscious as he was highly sensitive and fearful regarding the matter of crossing the bridge of Sirat. Indeed, the matter of the bridge of Sirat is very critical and severe. It is finer than even a strand of hair, sharper than even the edge of a sword, and is placed above the hellfire. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, crossing bridge of Sirat will be very crucial, an alarming matter which everyone will have to confront. Why this laughter? Sayyiduna Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw a person laughing. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked, O young man, have you crossed the bridge of Sirat? He replied in the negative. He was then asked, do you know whether you will go to heaven or hell? He replied, no. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, then why are you laughing? In other words, you are laughing despite the fact that you have to confront extreme difficulties and you are unaware of your final destination either. From that time on, the young man became serious and was never seen laughing again. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have His mercy upon them and forgive us for their sake. Astonishment at laughter. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, it's astonishing as to why a person laughs, whereas the hellfire is behind him, and it's also strange as to why a person gets happy, whereas death is behind him. Everyone will pass the bridge of Sirat. It is narrated by Sayyidatuna Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I hope those who were present in the battles of Badr and Hudaybiyah will not enter the fire. She asked humbly, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has Allah azza wa jalla not mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim, وَإِن مِّنكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَى رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَّقْضِيًّا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. There is not one of you who may not pass over hell. This is necessarily a decided thing for your Lord. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Have you not heard that Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا Translation taken from Kanzul Iman. Then we shall save the God-fearing and will leave the unjust in it falling on their knees. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ The evildoers will fall into the hellfire. Dear Islamic brothers, the foregoing narration clearly states that everyone will have to pass over the hellfire. The believers who possess the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla will be saved and protected, whereas the culprits and unrighteous people will fall into hell. It will be a very difficult situation, but still we do not wake from the sleep of negligence and heedlessness. Crying of a blessed companion. Dear Islamic brothers, crossing the bridge of Sirat is not easy at all. Our pious saints, rahmahumullah ta'ala, were always afraid of crossing the bridge of Sirat. Sayyiduna Jalal ud-Din Sayyuti al-Shafi'i radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Once Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to weep in his home. His wife became worried and asked, What has brought tears to your eyes? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I recall the divine words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا Translation from Kanzul Iman. There is not one of you who may not pass over hell. And I am not aware whether I will be saved or not. Would that my mother had not given birth to me. Once Sayyiduna Abu Maysara Amr bin Shurahbil radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to a room to take some rest. But suddenly he became anxious and said, Would that my mother had not given birth to me. His honorable wife radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, Why are you saying this? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla has informed us about passing the hellfire, but we do not know whether or not we will be saved from it. It takes 15,000 years to cross the bridge of Sirat. Dear Islamic brothers, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have His mercy upon us. The journey of the bridge of Sirat is extremely long. Sayyiduna Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that the journey of the bridge of Sirat is 15,000 years long, meaning the distance a fast horse covers in 15,000 years. 5,000 years will be of going up, 5,000 years of going down, and 5,000 years of going straight. The bridge of Sirat is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than the edge of the sword, and has been placed upon the back of hell. The person who is weak and anxious due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla will succeed in crossing the bridge of Sirat. The horrific situation at the time of crossing the bridge of Sirat. Dear Islamic brothers, Just imagine, what will be our condition when the sun, just 1.25 miles away from the ground, will be showering fire, high fierce heat on the day of judgment. People will be naked and barefooted upon the intensely hot ground of copper. Just imagine, when the brains of people will be boiling in extreme heat, Internal organs such as the liver will have burst. The hearts of people will have come to the throat from the chest due to the immense grief, terror and panic. And everyone will have to pass the bridge of Sirat in this state of unimaginable fear and trouble. in order to cross the bridge of Sirat, one does not need expertise in different sports and arts such as boxing, wrestling, running, gliding and space travelling, as these things will not benefit anyone on the bridge of Sirat. Instead, the fear of Allah will benefit people. As Sayyidina Fuzail bin Iyaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the people who are weak and anxious due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla will easily cross the bridge of Sirat. Various ways of crossing the bridge of Sirat. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, my beloved husband sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there is a bridge over hell which is finer than a strand of hair and sharper than the edge of a sword. Upon it there are hooks and thorns made of iron which catch hold of those people whom Allah Azza wa Jalla wills. The people will cross the bridge of Sirat in different ways. Some will cross it very swiftly, like the blink of an eye. Some like lightning. Some like the wind, some like fast horses and camel riders. The angels will be reciting, Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, O my Rabb, let him pass safely, O my Rabb, let him pass safely. Some Muslims will be saved, some will be injured, and some will fall into the fire of hell on their faces. One reason for distress in the hereafter. Dear Islamic brothers, the colour of hellfire will be quite black and the bridge of Sirat will be in total darkness. Only the one whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will mercy will be successful. As it is narrated by Sayyiduna Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the one confronting deprivation and poverty in the world shall be at ease and peace in the hereafter, and the one who is affluent and wealthy in the world shall face deprivation in the hereafter. Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Abi Hilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I've heard that the bridge of Sirat will be like a strand of hair for some people on the Day of Judgment, while it will be like home and wide valleys for some others. More wealth, more burden. Dear Islamic brothers, it's the way of the world that the more wealth a person has, the more burden he will have. We can take the example of travelling. The passengers who have most belongings face the most difficulties. Further, those who travel abroad may well be aware of the fact that the passengers who have luggage in large amount face a lot of trouble and difficulty at customs. Similarly, those people who possess the least amount of worldly wealth will be at peace and ease in the afterlife. The definition of a heavy burden. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came holding the hand of Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked, O Abu Zar, do you know we have a difficult valley ahead of us, and only those having a light burden will successfully pass it? Another person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, am I from those who have heavy burden or from those who have light burden? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, do you have sustenance for today? He said, yes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then asked, do you have sustenance for tomorrow? He again said, yes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then asked, do you have sustenance for the day after tomorrow? He replied, no. The beloved Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you had possessed sustenance for 3 days, you would have been amongst those people who have heavy burden. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Burden upon burden. Dear Islamic brothers, storing food for 3 days seems nothing for us. Our fridges and cupboards are full of different things, just because of greed and crave. We store varieties of food even unnecessarily. What will happen to the greedy people like us? We have a heavy burden of wealth, greed to increase our wealth, the burden of numerous shops and businesses, the burden of the tax which was not fairly paid, interest, loans, the burden of adulteration, deception and betrayal, and countless other burdens. We have a heavy burden upon our shoulders. How will we cross the bridge of Sirat? Fill in your Madni Inamat card regularly. Dear Islamic brothers, feeling guilty, repent sincerely of your sins in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and travel regularly with the sunnah-inspiring Madni Qafilas of Dawat Islami in the company of the lovers of the noble Prophet. Fill in the card of Madni Inamat as well as doing Fikr-e-Madina on a daily basis. An effective way to get used to acting upon the Madni Inamat is to read and fill in your Madni Inamat card every day. Those who are steadfast in the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami fill in their Madni Inamat cards regularly, while those who don't do so commit an act of irresponsibility even if they apparently have a label of responsibility. If you don't fill in the Madni Inamat card for the time being, then at least read them for only 92 seconds. In this way, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will soon develop an enthusiasm, an interest of regularly filling in the Madni Inamat card. With its blessings, you will develop a passion to prepare yourself for the afterlife and you will desire to attain light for the grave, day of judgment and for the bridge of Sirat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The Muslims with Noor. The Muslims whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will mercy will be given such Noor, i.e. light, whereby they will succeed on the Day of Judgment. Hence Allah Azza wa Jalla says in His glorious Quran, chapter 27, Surah Hadid, verse number 12. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم. Translation taken from Kanzul Iman. The day when you will see the believing men and believing women, that their light runs before them and on their right. The glory of the light of Iman. The fortunate Muslims whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will mercy will be crossing the bridge of Sirat joyfully, swaying with their bright and sparkling faces due to the light of their faith. Therefore, the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Hellfire will say to the Mu'min, I the true believer, O Mu'min, pass quickly, because your light has extinguished my fire. Five Noor providing sayings of the Holy Prophet. Dear Islamic brothers, listen to the five blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with regard to the virtuous deeds whereby a believer can get noor on the Day of Judgment. Number 1. Punishment for the one who misses his farz salah. The salah will be noor, i.e. light, burhan, proof and salvation on the Day of Judgment for the one who protects it, while there will be neither be any noor and burhan nor any salvation for the one who does not protect salah, and such a person will be resurrected with Qarun, Firaun, Haman and Ubay bin Khalaf, the leader of the hypocrites, on the Day of Judgment. Number 2. the excellence of going to the masjid in darkness. Give the good news of Noor-e Tam, i.e. complete Noor, on the day of judgment to those people who go to the masajid in darkness. Number 3. The excellence of removing difficulty. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make two types of Noor on the bridge of Sirat on the day of judgment for the one who removes a Muslim brother's difficulty. Their light will illuminate the universe and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows the exact number. Number 4. The excellence of Kalima. Whoever recites La ilaha illallah 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jalla will resurrect him on the day of judgment in such a state that his face will be shining as the moon shines on the 14th night. Number 5. The excellence of zikr in the market. Whoever does the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the market, he will be given noor on the day of judgment for his every single hair. 10,000 virtues. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Whenever you pass the market where the environment is full of negligence, lower your gaze and begin doing zikr and reciting darood, and always remember to read the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa hayyun la yamutu biyadihi al-khair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you will receive the reward of 10,000 good deeds, your 10,000 sins will be pardoned, and your rank will be increased 10,000 times. Dear Islamic brothers, for the sake of the Noor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will insha'Allah azza wa jalla receive Noor in the grave, on the day of judgment, and on the bridge of Sirat, because the beloved and noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be concerned about his devout slaves and lovers. Hence he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will be constantly reciting Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim, O my Rabb, let him pass safely, O my Rabb, let him pass safely. People deprived of Noor, the unfortunate people who do not offer Salah, shave their beard or keep it less than a fist length, disobey and distress their parents, prevent their children from following Sharia so that they become modern and trendy, do not prevent their wife and adult daughters from immodesty, do not refrain from films and dramas, songs and musical instruments, unlawful occupations, interest-based businesses, adulteration, deception and betrayal, dirty language, backbiting, tale-telling, fault-finding, immorality and misbehavior, offending or harming Muslims without a lawful reason, or do not refrain from the company of indecent and rude people who miss Salah and adopt fashion, or the people who look at attractive young boys with lust, that is a matter of concern for all such people. If Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam become displeased, Iman is ruined because of sins, surely they will have to face an everlasting, unbearable punishment, and they will not get any Noor on the bridge of Sirat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. There is no Noor at all for you. Sayyiduna Imam Jalaluddin Sayyuti al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in his book Al-Budur al-Safira, indeed your names, private conversations, sittings and fellowships, i.e. the people who you associate yourself with, are all recorded by Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the day of judgment it will be announced, O son of so and so, this is your Noor, and O the son of so and so, there is no Noor for you. The beggars deprived of Noor. On the day of judgment, the hypocrites will be coming in such a state that they will not possess the Noor of Iman. The hypocrites will be extremely sorrow and regret when they see the Noor of the fortunate believers, and they will beg them for some Noor, but will not be given any Noor. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, chapter 27, Surah Hadid, verse number 13. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا انظر آمنوا انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The day when hypocrite men and hypocrite women will say to the Muslims, look mercifully towards us so that we may gain some of your light. Nobody has the guarantee of Iman at the time of death. Dear Islamic brothers, bear in mind, salvation and forgiveness is dependent upon death with Iman. It is stated in a blessed hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. Deeds are dependent upon end, i.e. death. Nobody has any guarantee that he will die with Iman. We are unaware of what Allah Azza wa Jalla has planned for us, and this is in fact a matter of great fear and concern. Even great pious people, rahmahumullah ta'ala, feared a bad death. To gain more information in this regard, please listen to the cassette bayan entitled Allah Azza wa Jalla ki khufiya tadbeer. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will get the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla by listening to this bayan. Further, obtain a small Madni booklet entitled Causes of Bad End. If you read this booklet attentively and seriously, you will cry for the protection of your Iman. Nowadays, people blurt blasphemous words during everyday normal conversations. It is farz on every mature male and female to acquire the knowledge of blasphemous words. Obtain the book entitled Iman ki Hifazat, which contains approximately 500 examples of blasphemous words. Also obtain a pocket-sized booklet entitled 28 Words of Profanity, i.e. Kufr. This booklet contains examples of profane words that are usually spoken at home. My Madni advice is that you buy these low-price booklets in the quantity of 1200, or if you can't buy 1200, then buy 112 or at least 12 and distribute them. If convenient, kindly persuade your local news agents or any other newspaper agency and ask them to distribute these booklets while selling the newspapers. In this way, your given booklets will be delivered to other Muslims, and you as well as the one delivering the booklet will be entitled to great reward. The Sunnah inspiring Bayan cassettes and the Madani booklets can be purchased from Maktabatul Madina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Talking during Azan. It is stated in Bahari Shariat Part 3 with the reference of Fatawa Razaviya, whoever remains occupied in conversations during Azan is in the danger of having a bad death. Therefore, we are supposed to stop our conversation and reply to the Azan whilst the Azan is going on. Unfortunately, these days, Muslims pay little attention towards this very important matter. Therefore, a card has been prepared about Azan, which can be obtained from Maktabatul Madina. Distribute these cards in every masjid and get it read out regularly between Darood Sharif and Azan, taking the masjid committee into confidence. There shall be a notable Madni change, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Mobile phone ringtones. Unfortunately, only a few people try to avoid sins such as listening to music these days. Some people forget to turn their mobile phones off, and resultantly different types of melodious tones ring loudly in the masjid during salah. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid. Delete these damn melodious ringtones from your mobiles. Repent and keep your mobile phone switched off in respect of the masjid. In connection to this matter, obtain the card about the announcement of Azan and distribute as many cards as you can. Similarly, Maktabatul Madina has issued another card regarding the sins committed during the sermon of Jum'ah Salah. I wish every Imam makes a habit of reading out this card every Friday. This card can be obtained from the stalls of Maktabatul Madina. Become active in distributing these cards in every masjid and inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla you will receive mountains of reward. You can see the contents of the card at the end of this booklet. Release from hell after 1,000 years. Sayyiduna Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi says, a person will be released from hell after the period of 1,000 years. He later says, I wish I were that person. Accounting for the foregoing saying of Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi says, he said so because the person who will be released after 1,000 years must have died with Iman, i.e. faith, did not laugh for 40 years. Dear Islamic brothers, Sayyiduna Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, overtaken by fear, desired to be the person who will eventually be released from hellfire after 1,000 years. Alas, 1,000 years is an extremely long period. By Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is impossible to bear the punishment of hellfire even for a millionth of a second. Imagine how fearful Sayyiduna Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi was. It has been stated that he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi did not laugh for 40 years. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi often seemed as frightened as the prisoner who has been sentenced to be executed in a short while. Whenever he used to talk, it seemed as though he is describing the situation of the afterlife by watching with his own eyes. When he remained silent, it seemed as if fire was burning in his eyes. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi was asked, why do you remain so sorrowful and terror-stricken? He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi replied, I fear that if Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes displeased with me due to some of my misdeeds and says, go away, I will not forgive you, then what will happen to me? The one who crosses with difficulty. Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi says, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla will gather all the people from the past and the present at a particular place. The day of judgment will last for 50,000 years. During that time, everyone will look towards the sky for 40 years. They will be waiting anxiously for the decision. Believers will be given nur according to their deeds. The nur of some believers will be equal to the size of a mountain, and that of some others will be equal to the size of a date tree, and some will receive even lesser nur. There will be a believer who will be given nur equivalent to the size of a big toe, which will sometimes brighten and sometimes will diminish and fade away. When it diminishes, the believer will stand still because it will be too dark for him to continue walking, and he will walk when it brightens. Everyone will be crossing the bridge of Sirat according to their nur. Some will be crossing the bridge of Sirat like the blink of an eye. Some will be crossing like lightning. Some like the clouds, some like a shooting star, some like running horses, and some like running men. The one who will be given nur equivalent to the size of a big toe will be crossing the bridge on his hands, feet, and face. When he will move one of his hands along, the other will be stuck behind. And when he will struggle to move one foot, He will forcefully drag the other one along with him, and the fire will reach his sides. This person will, however, manage to cross the bridge of Sirat successfully. After facing great difficulties and hardships, this believer will stand up and praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will then be given a ghusl besides a well near the door of the heaven. What will happen to me? Dear Islamic brothers, the fortunate people who will die with Iman will eventually get salvation. But those people who will lose their Iman and die without repenting will have no way of salvation and forgiveness. Therefore, we should always be concerned about our Iman. The bridge of Sirat is made above the fire of hell, and entrance to heaven is not possible unless you cross this bridge. A frightening vision of crossing the bridge of Sirat. Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, in a summarized version, whoever remains steadfast upon the straight path will easily get salvation on the day of judgment, and whoever drifted away from the straight path in the world and took with him heavy burden of disobedience and sins, as soon as he places the first step on the bridge of Sirat, he will immediately slip and fall. O weak person, just imagine and visualize the time when you will see the narrowness of the bridge of Sirat. You will be immensely, immensely terrified. You will see the horrifying darkness of the hellfire beneath you. The fearsome sound of the hellfire will be heard, and the awful sound of the rising flames of hellfire will reach your ears. Just imagine at that time, you will tremble with fear and terror. Remember, you will have to cross the bridge of Sirat at any cost, even if you are anxious, afraid, tired, and have a heavy burden. Just imagine, you will be made to step on the bridge of Sirat unwillingly. This bridge of Sirat will be finer than a strand of hair and sharper than the edge of a sword. When taking the first step, you will feel its terrible sharpness, but still, you will have to take another step. You will see that the people will be slipping, tripping, and falling straight into the fire of hell. You will see angels pulling people into the fire of hell with terrifying iron hooks and curved rods. You will see and hear people screaming and crying whilst falling into the fire of hell on face. Think, what will be your condition in such a fearful situation? Screams of those falling into hell. You will hear the screams of the people from the depths of hell. Countless people will slip and fall into the hellfire. Imagine what will happen to you if your feet slip. At that time, your shame and regret will certainly not be beneficial to you. Your crying, screaming and howling will not save you from being destroyed and ruined forever. At that time, you will be saying, I used to fear this day. I wish I had performed good deeds and acted upon the sunnah for the preparation of the afterlife. I wish I had obeyed the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and followed his ways. I wish I had turned to dust. I wish I had lost my senses. I wish my mother had not given birth to me. Who will remain safe from fear? Dear Islamic brothers, Hujjatul Islam Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in Ihya al-Ulum,
One should remain very sad, remembering the terror and extreme fear of the bridge of Sirat during the traumatizing conditions of Judgment Day. Only the people who may have remained concerned and afraid about these matters in the world will be saved. The reason is that Allah Azza wa Jalla does not put two fears together in a person's heart. If a person fears the horrific conditions of Judgment Day in the world, he will not experience them in the hereafter. Womanly fear. Fear does not imply the short-lived psychological fear of women. Neither does it mean to cry for a short while and then forget what you heard and become engaged in having fun. Generally, man shrinks from the thing which he fears and tries to get the thing which he desires. Anyway, only the fear which persuades you to worship and obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and prevent you from sins and disobedience will lead you to salvation in the afterlife. Fear of the fool. Remember, the fear the stupid people possess is worse even than the temporary fear of a sensitive woman, because when these people listen to the horrifying and terrifying conditions of the Judgment Day, they insincerely start saying, Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, O Allah Azza wa Jalla save me, O Allah Azza wa Jalla bestow your mercy upon me, O Allah Azza wa Jalla help me. These feelings and emotions are confined to only that particular moment and are not from the bottom of the heart. The reason why their emotions and fears are being called temporary is that although they express fear, they continue to commit sins instead of leaving them. For example, the person who misses Salah continues to miss it. A beardless person does not grow his beard. A liar does not stop lying. The person in the habit of taking and giving bribery, unlawful occupation, fraud and deception does not give up these evils. The person who looks at strange women and beardless boys with lust does not safeguard his eyes from looking at them. The person who watches films and enjoys listening to music does not develop a mindset to refrain from sins. The people who wear an Islamic dress or oppress and cause grief to other people do not avoid these sins. Adulterers, alcohol drinkers, disobedient to parents, the one who do not educate their children about the Sunnah, and the one who enjoys the company of modern and corrupt friends, and the people who miss their Salah do not repent and do not give up the sins. Instead, all of them remain steadfast upon committing sins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Who does Satan laugh at? Satan laughs at those people who cry and seek forgiveness just temporarily or because other people are also doing the same. He is like the person who is in a jungle and is sitting outside a strongly constructed and well-protected house. Suddenly he hears a lion roaring from a distance. The lion approaches to attack him. Instead of taking refuge in the house, he begins to weep and say, I seek the protection of this house from the lion. If this person keeps staying there and does not run into the house, do you think his pathetic cries will save him from the lion? Never, unless he does not make an effort to move and take refuge of the house, he will not be safe from the lion. By keeping this example in mind, decide for yourself as to how temporary fear and emotion will benefit you.
Give up sins immediately instead of slowly. Dear Islamic brothers, if you become emotional and start crying sincerely, even if it is just for a moment, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will gain benefit. It will, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, cause a positive change. Develop the mindset that I will try my best to improve myself. Repent and cry with remorse, remembering your sins. Make a firm intention that from now on, I will never commit any sin. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Beware, Satan will try his best to prevent you from your reformation by giving his satanic ideas such as, it's not good to make a quick and instant decision. You should rectify yourself gradually. Do not become a Maulvi. It is not appropriate to travel with the Madini Qafila in the company of the Prophet's devotees. Keep on trying slowly. Your whole life is left. You are young. You are not yet even married. Grow your beard after you get married, or grow your beard when you go to perform Hajj and visit Madinatul Munawwara. Wear the turban later on, etc. Dear Islamic brothers, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is a very dangerous attack of Satan. It is extremely dangerous to delay in repentance. Satan might whisper, I am not preventing you from repenting. You can repent right now. Three conditions of repentance. Dear Islamic brothers, repentance does not mean just uttering the word repentance a couple of times. Please remember the following three conditions of repentance. If even one condition is not fulfilled, your repentance will not be accepted. The three conditions are, number one, confession of sin. Number two, feeling guilty. Number three, firm intention to give up the sin. When is the repentance of the person who misses Salah accepted? If the sin can be compensated for, it is essential to compensate for it. For example, the repentance of a person who misses Salah will be considered valid and complete only when he performs qaza of the Salah he missed. If somebody's money or goods were robbed or stolen, repentance will be valid when the robbed or stolen money is returned or he gets it forgiven by the owner. It is insufficient just to go and apologize and say sorry formally without returning the money or goods. If the person has passed away, return the money to his inheritors. If you do not remember the people who you owe money to, donate that amount amongst the poor people. For detailed information regarding rulings of the rights of people, purchase the booklet entitled Zulm Ka Anjaam from Maktabatul Madina or listen to its audio cassette bayan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Self-rectification should be done at once instead of slowly. Delay in repentance and reformation may prove to be dangerous, as death captures not only the elderly or the cancer and heart patients, but many healthy youth also tragically leave this world due to accidents, riots, violence and bomb blasts. Further, natural disasters such as earthquakes and floods also cause the death of innumerable people. More than 220,000 people dead. We all remember the enormous tsunami which caused unimaginable destruction in Southeast Asia on December the 26, 2004. It occurred quite suddenly, according to the report issued by Jung newspaper on the 20th of January 2005. More than 220,000 people died in the 11 affected countries. This disaster should serve as an eye-opener. This tsunami has in fact shaken the whole world, but sins have not decreased. As a warning, I present to you an article from the Jung newspaper of the 20th of January 2005. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Destruction of tsunami. One of the adversely hit areas was Bandar Aceh, the capital of the Indonesian province of Aceh. Death toll of this area alone rose above the 100,000 figure. A journalist that was present in Bandar Aceh reported that Bandar Aceh was a beautiful and lush green city. No other city was as vibrant and colorful as this one. The tsunami occurred, turning this bustling city into debris within a few minutes. The tsunami annihilated this place, rendering thousands of families homeless. According to the statistics of a non-governmental Indonesian organization, 60% of the population of Bandar Aceh has perished. Corpses are still scattered around everywhere, and thousands of dead bodies are disposed in mass burial sites every day. Those who survived the tsunami are in relief camps, crying and grieving for their loved ones. Among them are people who have lost their entire families. The sadness and grief in their eyes will perhaps never go away. They are those people who saw their loved ones helplessly dying in front of them. Their pain and sorrow can never be compensated. The tsunami has caused so much destruction and loss of life which this generation had never experienced before. It is said that if tsunami had occurred at night instead of day, the people that have managed to survive would have also been killed. The river flowing through the center of Bandar Aceh used to silently flow from the north to the south, but now it flows in the opposite direction. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. This incident is certainly not new. Dear Islamic brothers, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, this incident serves as a warning and a lesson. Are we still not going to sincerely repent of our sins? This incident of mass destruction is certainly not new. These kinds of incidents also happened in the past. As Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in the glorious Quran, chapter 25, Surah Ad-Dukhan, verse 25, to 29. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كم تركوا من جنات وعيون وزروع ومقام كريم ونعمة كانوا فيها فاكهين كذلك وأورثناها قوما آخرين فما بكت عليهم السماء والأرض وما كانوا منظرين. Translation taken from Kanzul Iman. How many gardens and water springs they left behind, and fields and grand palaces, and favors amongst which they were rejoicing. That is what we did, and we made another nation their heirs. So the heavens and the earth did not weep for them, and they were not given respite. The world is not a place to be content with. Dear Islamic brothers, have you not realized how those people who once constructed splendid houses, decorated pleasant gardens, and possessed vibrant cornfields suddenly departed from this world? Others inherited their properties and possessions. The heavens and earth did not shed tears for them. They have been wiped off the face of the earth and have been forgotten. Now they have nothing but their deeds which they performed in the world. Repent, as the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is immense. Dear Islamic brothers, before the news of your death spreads, and the ghassal is called to bathe and wrap your dead body in shroud, and you are laid down into your dark grave,
it is wise to repent immediately without delay, because you still have the time and opportunity right now. Dear Islamic brothers, in order to make preparation for death, grave, resurrection, and crossing the bridge of Sirat safely, make it a habit to travel regularly with the Madni Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, sometimes a sincere intention of traveling with a Madni Qafila can bring about forgiveness, as is evident from the following event. Swing of a heavenly garden. Impressed by the visit of the area for invitation to goodness, a modern youth belonging to Hyderabad Babul Islam Sindh attended the masjid and listened to the bayan in which the participants were persuaded to travel with the Madini Qafila. The young Islamic brother also expressed his intention to travel with the Madini Qafila and got his name noted. Just a few days before the Madini Qafila, he passed away. One of his family members dreamt that the deceased was in a lush green garden and was joyfully swinging on a swing. The dreamer asked, "How did you come here?" He replied, "I have come here with the Madini Qafila of Dawat-e-Islami. Allah Azza wa Jalla treated me generously. Tell my mother not to cry for me because I am at peace." Dear Islamic brothers, it all depends upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that if He Azza wa Jalla wants, He can punish someone for one sin. And if He wants, He can favor someone due to a single virtue, or He can forgive somebody without questioning Him due to the intercession of His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, or merely owing to His immense mercy. Hence, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the glorious Quran, chapter 24, Surah Zumur, verse 53. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Proclaim, O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O my slaves who have wronged themselves, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy Azza wa Jalla. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives all sins. Indeed, He only is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful. Madni Qafila, looked after by Data Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. An Islamic brother narrates, our Madni Qafila stayed in the masjid adjacent to the shrine of Data Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, in the city of Markazul Awliya, Lahore, for 3 days. According to the schedule, we were busy learning the sunnah in a study circle, when a person arrived and behaved us in a very kind manner. The person then said, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, my fortune awoke last night. I had a dream in which I saw Huzur Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajweri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, who said to me, a Madni Qafila of Dawat-e-Islami is staying in my masjid for 3 days. Prepare food for them. Therefore I have prepared food for the happiness of the participants of Madni Qafila. Please accept it. The blossoming of Sunnah. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are extensively learned and taught in the Madni environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madni request to spend the whole night in the weekly Sunnah-inspired ijtima in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madini Qafila with the devotees of the Holy Prophet in order to learn the Sunnah and fill out the Madini Inamad booklet daily, practicing Fikr-e Madina, i.e. Madini contemplation, and submit it to the Zimadar, your relevant representative of Dawat-e-Islami in your locality. By the blessing of this, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith. adopt the sunnahs and be adverse to sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani inamat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani qafilas, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.